Hey, well, Lucky who done decide to press record again? Listen, this is your girl, Geechee Girl, and I know it's been a long minute, but that don't mean I haven't had content to share with you. Baby, all I got to do is wake up and content falls in my lap. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to upload a few things from several social media platforms that I have been engaging with my audience. And just, my goodness, the epiphanies, the aha moments, I'm just going to upload those so that they can be here on my channel, just in case the other social media platforms decide to get a little while attitudinal and delete my stuff. So anyway, enjoy, and the majority of them will be called the Monday Mood Swing. Every Monday, 9:30 a.m., I'm on Facebook. And I do an audio live room. Or is it live audio room? I'm not sure. Either way, it's all open soup truth. So enjoy and make sure you interact. Follow me on social media platforms at Geechee Girl, Girl What Are You, TM. And let's get this. Talk with you. What's good, everybody? Listen up. This is your girl, Geechee Girl, and this is your Monday Mood Swing. You want to hear a funny story? This is my third time making this recording, all right? The third time. And when I explain to you how this third time is me applying the lessons that I always encourage everybody to apply, you're going to be like, see, that's why I rock with Geechee Girl, because she practices what she says. Listen. If you're new to Monday Mood Swing, this is something that I put in place, not even something I'm like, oh, let me make Monday Mood Swing. It was just something that came about after I really said, you know what, there's a lot of people that cannot stand Monday. And it begins on Sunday with that slow meltdown into like a little rabbit hole of anxiety and despair. And trust me when I tell you, I know exactly how that feels, because I explained it to myself from my own experiences. I think I said that kind of wrong because I got distracted by this dude that's out here doing his job. But what I'm trying to say is I experienced this thing for so many years being a classroom teacher in the public school system. And Sunday around 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when it would start. I would feel myself slowly begin to just sulk and just wish and hope for things. And then Monday would roll around and like clockwork, robotic, just get up, go do it, get through the week. And the closer I got to Friday, the more excited I got. And then Saturday was your only day really to be like in bliss. And then same cycle over and over again. And so that's how I started Monday Mood Swing after I left the classroom and noticed that all of that anxiety and the funky feelings on Sunday stopped. It completely stopped. Now, am I in a six-figure new job, new position? Not exactly. However, it is the value of my peace of mind, my emotional well-being, just my happiness that has made this priceless for me. I'm working harder than I've ever worked before. I've been down this road before when I left Atlanta and went home to Charlotte, not home to Charlotte, but went back to Charlotte and then to Charleston and was at the foot of my mama's bed while my son, who was at the time, 5 years old, he was pretty much, you know, it was three of us in the bed and I was at the foot. Sometimes it was just not enough room and I just wanted my own space. So I would sleep in the car. And being able to have that moment, and now that I look back on it, that allowed me to be present for my child as he went through grade school and could roll up to the school whenever I needed to support him, to advocate for him. I look at all of these things that have changed, and my Sundays no longer have anxiety. I kind of lost my train of thought because I, you know, that's something about experiences and memories. it'll take you down that rabbit hole. But what my whole point of this is saying is that I want to be able to operate from a place of power, to where just because a certain day of the week is upon me, I don't react a certain way that makes me diminish myself or disappear, vanish, not being present. As these weeks have been going by, I've noticed more and more people have that same anxiety. And having the conversation started, people are beginning to feel more at ease talking about what brings them dis-ease, what brings them that feeling that ain't really all that good. And so last week, I was coming back from homecoming, and I had this great session, Monday Mood Swing, recorded it live on Facebook and everything else. And when it was time to share it, because I do go back and I read, or not read, but listen to the things that came out, and I noticed it was dead air. I was like, you mean to tell me that this thing didn't record anything that I said? When it was live, people were there interacting. I hope they weren't just sitting there and waiting, because it was like 20-something minutes long. Normally, people will drop off. So I don't know what glitch it was, but normally after an audio room on Facebook, you can go back and you can listen to it just like a regular live video. So I was in my feelings. So fast forward to this weekend, and my son, I told him to back up his artwork. If you know anything about my son, he's an amazing artist. And I'm not saying amazing because that's my child. No, I call things, it is what it is. Because if it was just stick figures on a piece of paper, like, oh, all right, that's nice, keep going. You know, I wouldn't be saying he's, I'm just saying, you know, I'm not a dream killer, but I'm being realistic. Okay. Well, he lost all of his artwork from the past 3 years because his iPad crashed. Now, mind you, I told him to back his stuff up. Back it up. Back it up, back it up, back it up. Make sure that you put it here so that you always have access to it. Well, churn being churn, we all been there. People tell us, and we don't believe fat meat greasy until that grease starts seeping through the brown paper bag. And it was so hurtful to watch him just... He felt completely defeated, completely defeated. And I didn't do no, I told you so, and none of that. I just sat there and I consoled him. I consoled him. I was present for him and just, you know, helped him to troubleshoot, and kept it to myself that if you had done what I told you to do, it was not the time for that. It's really never the time for it. And whenever it is time to revisit the lessons that we've learned, you learn and you continue to live, then you go back and you talk about it, and you talk about it without being, breaking their spirit. And that's for all ages, not just because somebody is young, but be able to protect somebody's dignity to where you're not making them feel stupid. You know, make sure that they understand that the lesson is learned, because until you learn it, it's going to repeat itself. Well, finally, you know, it was a rough one underneath that household, underneath that roof, because there are certain triggers that, considering his life and things that have happened, I was concerned. And so being in a place where I could be that shoulder for him to lean on and make sure that he didn't go down a rabbit hole and just completely stop what's gifted in him, just making sure he recognized and reconnected with the tools that I've done my best to give him to be his best. Okay, so now let's go back to last week when my audio room didn't record. I was in my feelings. I was in my funk because it was such a good session. It was such a good session. I spoke about how a friend of mine was bringing me back from Columbia to Rock Hill to pick up my car after, you know, doing some traveling. And we were traveling down 77 or 26, whatever highway we was on, whatever interstate we was on, because child, I've been doing some going. And there was a church bus on the side of the road. And the parishioners, you know, of course you're going to get off the bus, and there was maintenance there taking care of whatever it was. Roadside assistance was there doing what they needed to do. And the congregation members were either off to the side standing, and there were a few of them that were walking and just waiting time out until they can get back on the bus. And I made a joke. I said, "Red goodness," I said, "it ain't a church trip until the church bus break down." Because I don't know anybody who's ever been on a church trip and the bus ain't break down. If you one of them people who ain't never had a church bus to have to pull to the side of the road, then I take my hat off to you. But I thought about it. I was like, ain't that something? I said, you can pray all day, but if you ain't got roadside assistance, then you're going to be stuck. Okay? You're going to be stuck. So I apply that to what we have going on in our lives. We can have all of these motivational memes. We can go wherever we go on Sundays or Saturdays or whatever day of the week that we deem it's the time to go to a sanctuary and go through the rituals of worshiping. And we can call on a higher power until we're blue in the face. We can meditate and we can do everything that is told us to do in order to worship or meditate, whatever it is that you do. But as soon as we say amen and ashe, all of it ain't gonna matter unless we're actually applying what we have been inspired, or we feel good, or that was a word. It don't matter. It don't matter. Do you have roadside assistance? Case in point, I have a client who I've known her since she was in high school. And she's a parent now. And we have something that we've been discussing, that making sure that her choices are in alignment with her goals. Can't say one thing and do another. And she was explaining something that she was doing. And I didn't say anything, but I just knew that it kind of struck a chord with me, because I'm like, wait a minute, but I thought you had XYZ planned out and now you're doing this. And the expression on my face, I wear my heart on my sleeve, so people know that when I'm in deep thought, or if I'm wanting to say something, or I'm listening extra hard and may have a question. And so she stopped and she said, "Why'd you make that face?" I said, "First of all, I don't want you to feel like I'm attacking you, because every decision you make is your decision. I'm simply here to make sure that I'm asking the questions that you can get clarity from, that let you know that you are moving the way that you need to move, because it's not about what I want you to do, because that ain't my business. I'm simply here to make sure you have what you need to do what you said you wanted to do." And she said, "Duly noted." And I said, "Something that you just described, your list, your to-do list, and things that you still need to check off," I said, "some of those things seem to be counterproductive to the XYZ, the bigger picture that you described that you wanted for your household. Help me make sense of that." I said, "Let me ask you this question, and you don't have to answer it." I said, "Are you doing this to compensate for something?" Well, as soon as I said that, the tears, I said, "Talk to me about the tears so that I can know how to help you in this moment." Because obviously that we hit the nail on the head. And when it was all said and done, she was compensating for something that was not any of her responsibility. In other words, she was cleaning up somebody else's mess. And didn't even realize that that was how some things was showing up and why it seemed like she kept going backwards. So when I said and explained a strategy and a tool to her, a light bulb went off from her, because she said, "We just talked about that in church on Sunday." I said, "This is the importance of having tools in different atmospheres, different environments, so that the things that you hear on one day that get you emotional, you can now hear it again in a different format so that you can take the emotion out of it and apply realistic action steps. In other words, if you have things that are pricking your heart on Sunday, make sure on Wednesday you have another tool that allows you to use whatever it was that pricked you to now make sense of it, to apply it. In the education world, it's called simple application versus simple recalling. Can you show me what you did instead of just telling me what I just said? That type thing. That shows a deeper understanding and that you are embracing and using what you have learned, that you have truly, truly learned. We all have a lot of things that we can memorize, but until we actually apply it into our life and use it, then we're always going to be lacking that roadside assistance. So with me having all of these tools and the ones that I do my best to share with you all, I had to check myself, because here it is. I had a whole session last Monday that was amazing and it didn't record. And it was because I did it on Facebook instead of on my own doggone platform where I can save my content. I have these tools and I didn't use it. I had to check myself. I did not have roadside assistance. Got it, but ain't no, you know, it's like you got roadside assistance and you don't know how to get in contact with it. So I had to check myself, go ahead and have my little pity party for about 3 minutes and pout and be upset and then be like, okay, what you going to do? What you going to do so that you don't have this situation ever again? What do you have in place for your roadside assistance? It can't be just the memes. It can't be just, you know, your favorite song that speaks to you and makes you cry and makes you feel some kind of way and makes you do whatever. After the emotion, what do you have in place? As we begin the last quarter of 2022, I strongly recommend that you do actual action steps, whether it be securing a life coach, whether it be, and let me back up. I know that once something becomes overly available, an abundance, saturated, like everybody, oh, everybody's a life coach now. And you know, and yeah, I like to sit in my car and record videos because my car is my safe space. My vehicle is my safe space. I can really, really roll and focus because I don't have a lot of distractions around me. Just like you heard earlier, I got kind of like sidetracked because somebody was doing his job and it distracted me. Inside of my car is my safe space. That's why it's the third time I'm recording this, because I'm like, let me go somewhere. Let me use my tools. Let me use my roadside assistance so I can be great. In 2023, use your tools. Use the tools that are available to you. Well, I don't have enough money. Yes, you do. You have exactly what you need in order to do what you need to do. Because we will spend money on distractions. We will spend money to run away from stuff. That's what vacations are, because we need to get away from reality. That's what we do. Honey, I will go up and down the road to avoid folding a basket of laundry. But my goodness, unless you really, really like being stuck, and let's just be honest, there are some of us who are addicted to struggle because that's what we know. That's what we are comfortable with. We're uncomfortably comfortable with it. It's bizarre. I don't know why we set ourselves up to struggle constantly, which is the whole point of Monday mood swing. We subject ourselves to situations and atmospheres, environments, behaviors, people, whatever, case scenarios. We subject ourselves to it over and over and over and over again because of something we've been told, that you got to stick something out. Now, I'm not saying, you know, be jokey and fickle. Not saying that. I'm saying honor your peace. Honor your emotional well-being. If you know you're going into an environment that is hostile, that does not treat you well, you beginning to feel ill, you have headaches, then you got to do something. If it ain't going to result in you leaving the situation, you must take steps to better the situation. If you're committed to a certain workspace, let's use that for an example. If you're committed to a certain workspace, what are you going to do to change the dynamics of that workspace? Because at some point, you got to take people foot off your neck. You got to. You got to. That's only if, because I respect free will. That's only if you are desiring to do something different, to feel differently, to have a better walk in life. There's no other way around it. Even when you leave water sitting still, water is the life of just about everything. Even if you leave water and it's still and stagnant and not moving, then things begin to grow that ain't something that you want to grow. It's not water that you should consume. Survival skills teach us that if you're out somewhere and you don't have access to your own supply of water and you come across a puddle of water, you should not drink the puddle. But if there's a stream and it's moving, if you got to choose, you do the stream because it's moving and it's constantly removing things. It doesn't give anything a chance that's dangerous to grow. I'll put it like that. So I don't even want to wait on 2023, because then that gives you November and December to let something continue to fester. I'm giving you 48 hours. I mean, it ain't like I can roll up on you, but my gosh, 48 hours. Take today and take tomorrow to say, okay, I know this here makes me nervous. This makes me anxious. This, oh my goodness, but I got to do something. Take those 24 hours to go ahead and acknowledge your feelings. And then the next 24 hours, putting a plan into action. It don't have to be huge. It ain't got to be dramatic. It ain't got to be you packing up your stuff in the middle of your shift and walking up. I ain't saying that's wrong, but I understand. I ain't saying it's right. I ain't saying it's wrong. Do what works for you, but do something. Do something. Do it. Do it. Because the point of the matter is, whether you do or don't do, you're still doing something. So you might as well do something that's going to go towards the better. That's all to it. Worst case scenario, that things fall apart, you just right back to where you started. And it's okay. It is freaking okay. It is okay. It is okay. It is okay. And I'm going to keep saying that. It is okay. All is well. All is well and all will be well. These are the affirmations. These are a part of the toolbox that's in your roadside assistance. You have to say your affirmations, even when you don't believe it. Even when you don't believe it. Somebody who I respect a whole lot, and I respect a lot of people, but the level of respect that I have for this person is through the roof. And they sent me a text one day of a video about getting rid of everything. All of the stuff that you feel that you need, just get rid of it. You know, it was a story. It wasn't telling me to get rid of it, but it was a story, pretty much a parable or what have you, a case scenario. Get rid of it. And so it encouraged me. It motivated me to go and look at all of this stuff, these things, this clutter that I had been carrying around for years in boxes. And I began to notice a theme. It was a bunch of stuff that I had acquired over the years that I was going to use to try to dig myself out of this hole. And then I would get discouraged because it was just me, and I'd get overwhelmed. And I'm like, well, let me try this and let me try that. And every now and then I got to go back and console that version of me. I'm getting teary eyed thinking about it because my soul was fighting for my peace. I was fighting for my peace. And I had that part of my toolbox. The other part I didn't have was the mindset to know you already got everything you need, baby. You already got everything you need. Stop buying these quick fixes because it's creating clutter. And let's dive deep in this right here. I gotta go back and console her more often because it doesn't make sense that tears are rolling down my face right now as I'm speaking about this. But I just remember being in that space where I felt as if though nothing was going to work, but I was going to try my damnedest to make sure I made it work. Fight for your peace. Fight for your peace. I'm here. I'm available. I am a certified life coach that produces results and operates from a place of empathy, compassion, accountability. I'm just going to put that out there. Find who is right for you. Get a therapist, especially one that specializes in trauma. There are so many professionals out here. And if you happen to come across one and it doesn't seem to be a right fit, it's okay. Go to the next one. Fight for your peace. Get your roadside assistance. After you say amen and ashe, get up and do. Get up and do. I promise you can do it. You can do it. It ain't always the easiest thing, but sometimes it's the simplest thing. Get up and do. I care about you. I love you. I hope with all my heart that you find what you need to be the best version of yourself that's just waiting for you to pull it out. I want you happy. I want you whole. You already whole. I want you to feel whole. I want you to feel whole. There's a difference. Sometimes we're whole and we don't feel it. We're always complete, but we don't feel complete because there are things standing in our way. Energy transfers are real. When you're in an environment that dismisses you and micromanages you, that makes you feel as if though you are less than and you're not worthy of happiness or respect, you begin to believe it. And it takes time to deprogram from that. It really, really does. So be gentle with yourself. Give yourself grace. Give yourself grace. Do not beat up on yourself. There's plenty of people out in this world willing to do that for free and overtime. And they got their own issues. Protect your peace. Instill your boundaries. Use your voice. I hope that you have an amazing rest of your day. Use these 48 hours. Now I'm holding you to it. If you're listening to this and somebody's situation popped up in your head from something I said, send this to them. Do not hoard it. You are a part of their roadside assistance and they don't even know it. Send it to them and let them know that you are giving it to them out of love and concern. People, we gotta do that more often. Peace and blessings, smooches and red rice. I gotta get out of here. I'm up here crying. It is a good cry and it feels good. It feels good because I just made myself aware of some more things that I need to pay attention to and heal myself from. One day at a time. One day at a time, one aha moment at a time. All right, this is your girl, Geechee Girl, and this has been your Monday Mood Swing. Peace.